Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Okay, are you ready to learn something?
I am.
Ashley, an earworm is a song that gets stuck in your head. Everybody knows that feeling to have a song that's stuck in your head, but there's actually a science behind it. Here's Internet Science Guy.
It's no secret that a captivating melody is the backbone of any earworm. These tunes are usually simple, easy to remember, and often involve repetitive patterns, creating what scientists call a cognitive itch.
A cognitive itch that you must scratch. The only reason I bring this up, because people know about earworms, they've been hanging around for a long time, is that German scientists believe that they have come up with a solution to this situation. They have a song that counters it. But other advice that they give you is that you should chew gum. Studies show that 30% of people have less of an earworm itch after they chew gum immediately after hearing the song. Other people say face your fears. Like if you're afraid of heights, right? What do? You climb a mountain, right? Or you go rappelling or whatever. This case, they say sing the song and you'll feel better. I babysit every week. My grandson, Jaden, my wife and I, and we have a ton of toys, but primarily most of our time is spent running in circles around the house. He's at that time right now where he's running now. Mm-hmm. And so it's just running around the house in circles, playing ball, yelling at the dogs, and playing with his DJ setup. And I brought you a little sample of that this morning here. Now, this is different from my nephew that I was talking about the other day, who's five. This one is, he's 13 months old. My grandson is 14 months old now at this point. And this is what his equipment sounds like. Then my dog gets all hype.
Dancing with my colors. Dancing with my colors. Red, yellow, pink, yellow. Dancing with my colors.
Now that's pretty great, right?
It's dancing actually with my colors.
Yeah, no, it's pretty terrible. Good luck getting that out. But then it also has a sampler on it, and we've got a remix on there with a sample on there. It's Jaden and the Dogs. That's our remix. It's one of our hits.
Because, I want you to make that exact sound, though.
I can't do it like that.
Jaden and the Dogs.
That's pretty good, actually. That's pretty good.
They're going to the Lollipop Guild.
Because he's 14 months old, and, you know, I'm a boy also, all our songs primarily are about him and the dogs and farts, mostly. That's what we mostly do.
Nice.
The other one that I'm combating right now, and again, this has been going on for 3 days, is Miss Rachel. And if you don't know about Miss Rachel, good luck getting this out of your head.
I'm so happy.
Jump.
I'm so happy.
Jump, clap.
I'm so happy today.
Jump, clap, spin. Oh my gosh, it's been going on forever. By the way, big fan of Miss Rachel and her crew. If you don't know about Miss Rachel, Google that.
I don't. No.
It's unbelievable. Anyways, we went around and we asked the office, what is the song that is stuck in your head right at this moment?
What is the song that is always stuck in your head?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which one?
The only one. Queen's version.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
I was going to say, hit that octave.
Julie said, which one? She said, which one?
Well, I was thinking, is there another that I'm unaware of?
If there is, no.
These Gen Zers.
I don't believe there is.
What is the song that's constantly stuck in your head?
Right now, it's Espresso.
By Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
I love that song.
She's got a bunch of good ones.
I could see this being an earworm.
I mean, it just gets duck in there, like all of them. Bedchemp too, really, really, you know, and Feather. I love any of those.
What is the song that's constantly stuck in your head?
Pink Pony Club.
Chapel Road.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know why. But
I
yeah.
like that one.
Are you serious? You don't know that one? Come on, Ashley.
I don't.
I had an affliction with that song like a week or two ago. Everybody will tell you here in the building because I was just walking around singing it all the time.
I haven't heard
you
that
know
one.
About Chapel Rowan? Come on, you gotta get on that, girl.
You know I don't listen to this stuff.
You gotta get on that.
What's the song that's constantly stuck in your head?
Oh, that apartment or apate. What is it? Oh my God. Meet me at. What is it?
Opt.
Like, and they're like, I don't even know what they're saying. What are they saying? At the opt, whatever it is. And I just wanna know what they're even, I don't even know what they're saying. That's it.
But it's stuck in your head.
Yep.
Nothing? You don't know that one either?
No.
Oh, that's all about hooking up.
Is it?
That one scans if you check the audio.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.